out of the timeout. We'll set the lineup on the floor in just a second. 11 and a half left. 48-47 the score in favor of the Wilkes Colonels. Colonels have Hinkle, Alec Weiser, Steve Stravinsky, Mason Gross, and Jeremy Hartman on the floor. Weiser the one running the point as Jackson heads over to the bench. Get a couple of minutes of rest. Cam Hinkle in the high post gives to Alec Weiser, directing some traffic. Gets some spacing for himself. Kicks to Gross now. Gross pass to Hinkle. Drives the right side of the lane. Shot no good. Rebounded by DeSales. Slanger brings it across. Fancy dribble. Cut to the inside. Basket. Down low. It is Travis Bryan using his 6'7 frame to lay the ball gently into the cup and give DeSales a 49-48 lead. 10:46 left in the game. Cam Hinkle on the outside gives to Jeremy Hartman. Hartman passes over to his right for Alec Weiser. Now it's Gross in the post, backing down Bryant. Gross still dribbling it around. Finds someone to pass it off to. It was Hartman who fed right along for Hinkle. Now Stravinsky on the cut. Gets to the basket and gets the lay-in. 9 points for Steve Stravinsky. He averages 14. 1 point this season, he'd been averaging close to about 17. 50-49 the lead in favor of the Colonels. 10-10 left. Delishan controls on the outside for DeSales. Screen from Deal. Wild cross-court pass just corralled by Slanger. Step-back jump shot from 18 feet. No good. Rebounded by Cam Hinkle. Alec Weiser now looks to push for the Wilkes Colonels, guarded by Steven Ciotti. Up top, Mason Gross, up fake to three. Now drives in towards the basket as it got Bryan to leave his feet. Shot was no good. Long fight for the rebound here. It's still up for grabs down the floor. And it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be DeSales' ball. As there were bodies splayed all over the floor that time. And Gross, as he tried to get that loose ball on the floor, kind of slid out of bounds before he was able to get his hands on. Tyler Jackson and Zach Bruner come back into the game for Wilkes. Alec Weiser and Mason Gross head over to the bench on the whistle. Referees now directing Quiddy Slanger to tuck his jersey back into his pants as it had come undone in that last scrum for the ball. And now we'll get things underway as the wardrobe has been corrected. Slang lobs a pass for Callahan, trying for the alley-oop, but it was a little too high for Callahan and taken away by Wilkes. Well, the alley-oop, a flashy play when you can convert, which DeSales has done in this game. Not so much when you don't. Jackson drives in towards the basket. Goes up, shot no good. Rebound still up for grabs here, and a whistle and a foul. Going to get called against Zach Bruner. That's number 8 against the Colonels. First against Bruner. 9:21 left. 50-49 the score in favor of Wilkes. And Ryan Callahan is heading to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 as Izzy Metz still having a word with the officials about a couple of calls I'm assuming that he was displeased with, because not much of a question that was a foul on Bruner. Callahan good on the first of the 1-1. Callahan, a 6'8 sophomore from Washington Township, New Jersey, 78% from the free throw line this season. He's good on the second. He's got 16. Averages about 8 points per game off the bench for DeSales this season. 14 the first two times these teams met. It's a good matchup for him against the undersized Wilkes Colonels. Stravinsky gives in a high post for Zach Bruner at the top of the key. Feathers a pass off the knee of Callahan and out of bounds. Wilkes will hang on to it. 15 seconds left on the shot clock after this. Hartman comes off the floor as Alec Weiser checks back in. DeSales up 51-50 with 9:01 left to play overall. Hinkle inbounds to Jackson. They get it to Bruner up top. Now it's Stravinsky getting a screen from Bruner. 8 to shoot as Weiser has it. Passing to Jackson. 5 to shoot. Puts up a 3. Drills it. First of the night for Tyler Jackson. He's got 7 points now after a 23-point performance against Misericordia on Saturday. 53-51, a 2-point lead for Wilkes. what's been a back-and-forth second half. Oaks trailed by six at the half. Ciotti gives to Slanger at the top of the key, guarded by Jackson. Backs it out between the circles, gets a screen from Deal, decides not to use it, drive the other way. Now kick back up top. Three coming. Cody Deal drains it. Cody Deal left all alone for three that time. He's not going to miss very many of those. Can step out and knock him down with the best of them. 54-53. Now the score in favor of the Bulldogs as they've reclaimed the lead. Hinkle kicks Bruner. 18-footer, high arc. A little bit short that time. Rebounded by Slanger. Slanger brings it up quickly for the Bulldogs. Leaves it back for Deal. Back forward for Slanger in the two-man game. Ciotti now on the left corner. Thought about driving in. Nowhere to go. Backed it out. Dribbles with it in the front court, left in front of the scorer's table. As Jeremy Hartman gets set to check back in on the next whistle for Wilkes. 12 seconds left to shoot. As Deal has got it at the top of the key. Drives in on Stravinsky. Right elbow jumper. Deal's money. He's starting to heat up from the floor now. 15 points in the game. 56-53 in favor of DeSales. Jackson brings it across. Directing traffic. Handoff pass to Hinkle. Gives it right back to Jackson in the right corner. Now it's Alec Weiser. Swing around the perimeter. It's Zach Bruner with the ball on the left block now. After he got a pass from Hinkle. A little turnaround. Shot was no good. Slanger with the rebound. Nearly knocked out of his hands. But he's able to be strong on the ball and keep it. 56-53. DeSales lead. 6:41 left to play. Ciotti's got it on the left wing for the Bulldogs. Moving from left to right across the court. Backs it back out towards the middle of the court. Hand off to Slanger. 12 seconds left to shoot as DeSales slowing down the tempo, deliberately so, here in these last few possessions. Outside, Callahan with five to shoot, gives to Deal, three to shoot. Deal, step back, it's fouled as he shoots a long two by Stravinsky with 1 second left on the shot clock. Not much Stravinsky could do that time. Deal pump faked, got Stravinsky off his feet, and he just kind of landed on him, and Deal flung up a shot. Right at the last possible second. Stravinsky coming up a little bit limp that time. Didn't like something with his left leg, perhaps. Might have landed funny. Deal goes up the first and is good. He's got 16. Stravinsky heads to the bench. And now doing some stretches. It's like trying to stretch out his hamstring a little bit. I was actually going to head over to the side and continue doing some stretches. Steele goes up to second. He's good on that one as well. So now Cody Deal, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 17 points to lead all scorers in this game. 58-53. It's a 5-point lead for the DeSales Bulldogs. Catch and shoot three. Weiser from the left side. No good. Rebound Cody Deal. He's got four rebounds to go with that point total as well. Slanger brings it across for DeSales. Gives to Ciotti at the logo. Guarded loosely by Tyler Jackson. Man-to-man defense played by Wilkes. Ciotti gives now to Slanger. Backs it out. Once again out towards center. Stravinsky now getting some attention from the trainer. Stretching out what appears to be the right hamstring. Slanger, step back, three, money! Quiddy Slanger had no points until then, but a step back three makes it 61-53 to Sales. A whistle, a timeout taken by Wilkes. We'll take it with him. It's going to be a full timeout back at 60 seconds on ESPN Williamsport.